Y pues es un honor para nosotros presentar a nuestro predicador del día de hoy, Pastor Samuel Cordero, con nosotros. Gloria a Dios. And also Pastor David Orrick, Pastor David Orrick, que estará traduciendo, interpretando. Bendiciones a todos.
Buenos días, Ibe. Qué bueno verles.
Good morning, Vineyard. It's good to see you.
Gracias, Pastor Ted, por darme el privilegio de compartir la palabra de Dios. Un saludo desde la distancia.
Thank you, Pastor Ted, for giving me the opportunity to share the word of God and greetings from a distance.
Oremos.
Let's pray.
Padre, tu promesa en Isaías dice.
Father, your promise in Isaiah says,
así como la lluvia y la nieve cae sobre la tierra
just as the rain and the snow fall over the land,
y no regresa al cielo sin dar fruto,
and do not return to the sky without bearing fruit,
así sea mi palabra no regresará vacía.
And so my word will not return empty.
Amén.
Amen.
Hablaremos de una historia que se encuentra en 2 Samuel 4:4 y 2 Samuel 9.
We're speaking today about a story that is found in 2 Samuel chapter 4 verse 4 and 2 Samuel chapter 9.
La verdad, no sé por qué Mel Gibson no ha llevado esta historia al cine o a Netflix.
And really, I don't know why Mel Gibson hasn't brought this story to the movie theaters or to Netflix.
Listo, en una tarde normal en Israel, una niñera cuidaba a un niño de 5 años.
Okay, on a normal afternoon in Israel, a nanny was taking care of a 5-year-old boy.
El hijo del príncipe Jonathan y nieto del rey Saúl.
He was the son of Prince Jonathan and the grandson of King Saul.
Que peleaban en una recia batalla.
And who were fighting in a really tough battle.
A lo lejos, un jinete cabalga con noticias.
And then a messenger on horseback rides in from far away with news.
Son tristes.
Sad.
El príncipe y el rey han muerto.
The prince and the king have died.
Cuidado.
Watch out.
El niño corre peligro. Es el posible heredero al trono.
The boy is in danger. He is the possible heir to the throne.
Habrá cacería.
And people will be hunting for him.
La niñera toma al niño.
The nanny took the boy.
Corre a esconderlo.
She ran to hide him.
Alguien dejó una cáscara de banana.
But somebody left out a banana peel.
La babysitter se desliza.
The babysitter slips.
Se suelta el niño.
She loses her grip on the
grita,
boy.
Grita, el niño.
And she shouts, the boy.
Rápido, pega en la pared.
And then she just slams into the wall.
Vuela por el aire.
The boy flies through the air.
Las piernas le flamean como bandera.
His legs are just flapping around like a flag.
Se le quiebran los pies.
And his feet are broken.
Años después, un nuevo rey no puede dormir.
Many years later, a new king can't sleep one night.
Recuerda su pacto con Jonathan.
And he remembers his pact with Jonathan.
El rey pregunta.
And the king asks.
¿Vive algún familiar del rey anterior para mostrarle misericordia?
Are there any living family members of the previous king so that I can show them mercy?
Ziba, un servidor viejo, dice.
Ziba, an old servant of the previous king, said.
Rey, hay uno.
King, there is one.
Vive en Lodebar, un pueblo escondido.
He lives in Lodebar, a hidden town.
¿Saben que Lodebar significa un lugar donde no hay fruto?
Did you know that the name Lodebar means a place where there is no fruit?
Lugar de silencio.
A place of silence.
Ahí no hay internet.
There's no internet there.
No llega correspondencia.
There no packages are delivered there.
Ni Uber Eats.
They don't even have Uber Eats.
Ziba dice.
Ziba said.
Pero rey, lástima, el joven es lisiado de los dos pies. Lo dejaron caer.
But king, sadly, the son is crippled in both feet. They dropped him.
No importa, vayan inmediatamente por él, dice el rey.
It doesn't matter, go get him right now, said the king.
Al llegar al pueblo de Lodebar,
and so upon arriving at the town of Lodebar,
le dicen, Mefiboset, el rey te manda a llamar.
They say to him, Mefiboset, the king is calling for you.
Llegan al palacio.
They arrive back at the palace.
El rey le recibe y dice, ¿cómo te llamas?
And the king receives him and says, what's your name?
El joven lisiado se postró con su frente al suelo y dice, me llamo Mefiboset.
And the crippled young man prostrates himself face down on the floor and he says, my name is Mefiboset.
El rey le dice, no tengas miedo, Mefi.
And the king says, hey, don't be afraid, don't be scared, Mefi.
¿Está bien que te diga así?
Is it okay if I call you Mefi?
Mefi dice, ah, sí, sí.
Mefi says, okay.
Whatever you want.
Whatever you want. Como quieres.
El rey le dice, voy a devolverte lo que le pertenecía a tu papá y a tu abuelo.
The king says, I'm going to return to you everything that belonged to your dad and to your grandfather.
Mefi dice, ¿yo?
And Mefi says, me?
No lo merezco, estoy lisiado.
I haven't earned it.
Soy igual que un perro muerto.
I might as well be a dead dog.
El rey continúa hablando, a partir de hoy serás un príncipe más en mi palacio.
And the king continued speaking, from this day forward, you will be another prince in my palace.
Comerás a mi mesa con Salomón y Natán.
You will eat at my table with Solomon and Nathan.
Serás uno de mis príncipes.
You will be one of my princes.
Y desde ese día, Mefiboset vivió con el rey como uno más de sus hijos.
And from that day on, Mefiboset lived with the king like he was one of the king's sons.
Wow, esta historia refleja la nuestra, ¿no?
This story is like a reflection of our stories, ¿no?
Todos fuimos dejados caer en algún momento.
We were all dropped at some point in our lives.
Tú me dirías, ay, pastor, si le contara, a mí me dejaron caer fuerte, todavía me duele.
You might say to me, oh, pastor, if I could tell you, they dropped me hard, and it still hurts.
¿Quiénes nos han dejado caer?
Who has dropped us?
Comencemos por Adán.
We begin with Adam.
Luego hay una gran lista.
And then the list is really long.
¿Un familiar?
A family member.
¿Tu pareja?
Your spouse.
Te dijeron, no sabes hacer nada.
Say to you, you don't know how to do anything.
El rey está aquí para restaurarte.
The king is here to restore you.
Te ofrece libertad.
He offers you freedom.
Va a levantarte ahora mismo.
He's going to lift you up right now.
El rey está aquí para ayudar al vulnerable.
The king is here to help the vulnerable.
Al pobre.
The poor.
Al lisiado.
The crippled.
Al deprimido.
The depressed.
¿Cuál es tu Lodebar?
What is your Lodebar?
Tu lugar de escondite.
Your place of hiding.
Tu lugar de silencio.
Your place of silence.
¿Será alguna herida?
Some wound.
Culpa.
A blame or guilt.
Falta de perdón.
The lack of forgiveness.
Alguna adicción.
Some addiction.
O algún hábito malo que te golpea.
Or a bad habit that just hits you.
La buena noticia es que el rey está aquí. Amén.
The good news is the king is here. Amen.
Te extiende la mano y te levanta ahora.
He extends his hand to you and he lifts you up now.
Leamos en la pantalla.
Let's read on the screen.
Apocalipsis 3:20 dice, aquí yo estoy a la puerta y llamo. Si alguno oye mi voz y abre la puerta, entraré a él y cenaré con él y él conmigo.
We read on the screen from Revelation 3:20. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me.
Pero a veces nos sentimos tan indignos, ¿no?
Sometimes we feel really unworthy.
Pensamos que el Padre no nos recibirá.
We feel like the Father is not going to receive us.
Eso pensó.
We think
también
that.
Un hijo arrepentido que se había ido de casa.
So there was another son, someone else who had that same thought.
Lo narra Lucas.
A son who had left home, and that story is told in Luke.
Dijo, fuera de casa no hay nada bueno.
He said, away from home there is nothing good.
Y pediré ser un sirviente.
So he returned and he asked if he could just be a servant.
Cuando el padre lo vio, corrió a abrazarlo.
But when his father saw him, he ran to embrace him.
El hijo decía llorando, no te merezco.
The son said, crying, I don't deserve you.
El padre le respondía besándole.
And the father responded, kissing him.
Bienvenido, hijo.
Welcome, son.
Haré una fiesta para ti.
I am going to throw a huge party for you.
Al-Mefiboset, sentirse indigno.
And to Mefiboset, who felt unworthy.
El rey le respondió amándole como hijo también.
And the king responded to him, by loving him also.
Ahora te pregunto a ti.
I have a question for you.
¿Sientes que no lo mereces?
Do you feel like you don't deserve it? You're not worthy?
¿Sientes que no lo mereces?
Otra vez.
¿Otra vez sientes que no lo mereces?
Oh, do you feel like you don't deserve it? You haven't earned it.
Yo no lo merezco.
I don't deserve it.
Pero es un regalo gratis.
But it's a free gift.
El rey nos llama para restituirnos lo que la caída nos robó.
The king calls us in order to restore to us everything that the fall robbed us of.
Vamos a la mesa.
We're going to the king's table.
Voy a cuidarte.
I'm going to take care of you.
Te restauraré.
I will restore you.
No importa lo que estés viviendo.
It doesn't matter how you're living.
Ven, ven, como estás.
Come, come as you are.
Como Mefiboset, el rey te invita a ser un príncipe.
Just like it happened for Mephibosheth, the king invites you.
Él va a restaurarte completo.
He's going to restore you completely.
Como Mephibosheth, humildemente aceptemos habitar en el palacio.
And like Mephibosheth, we humbly accept that we get to live in the palace.
No solo visitar.
We're not just visiting.
Pero tengo ansiedad.
But I have anxiety.
1 Pedro 5:7 dice, lanza tus ansiedades a Cristo.
1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your anxiety on Christ.
Él te cuida.
He cares for you.
¿Lo crees?
Do you believe it?
Amen. Pero continúas, estoy bien cansado y bien cargado.
But to continue, I'm really overwhelmed. I'm tired. I'm exhausted.
Bueno, Jesús dice, venid a mí, yo te doy descanso.
But Jesus says, come to me and I will give you rest.
¿Y qué de mis horribles pecados?
But what about my horrible sins?
1 Juan 1:9, confiésamelos, te perdonaré y te limpiaré.
But 1 John 1:9 says, confess them to me, I will forgive you and I will cleanse you.
Al habitar en su presencia, Él va a restaurar nuestra salud emocional.
As we are living in His presence, He's going to restore our emotional health.
Leamos juntos en la pantalla.
Let's read together on the screen.
1 Pedro 2:9. Mas vosotros sois linaje escogido, real sacerdocio, nación santa, pueblo adquirido por Dios para que anunciéis las virtudes de Aquel que nos llamó de las tinieblas a su luz admirable.
So from 1 Peter 2:9, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light.
Ibe, el rey te llama.
Evanston Vineyard, the king is calling you.
Para que te unas a él en la restauración de todas las cosas.
So that you will join him in the restoration of all things.
Todos los que se van a bautizar hoy El rey los mandó a llamar y dijeron, ¿listos?
All the people who are being baptized today, the king called for them, and they responded, we're ready, let's go.
Ponte de pie.
Please stand up.
Oremos.
Let's pray.
Jesús, gracias por haberte dejado caer estrepitosamente para salvarnos.
Jesus, thank you for having yourself be dropped resoundingly in order to save us.
Perdonamos a todos los que nos han dejado caer.
And we forgive all of those who have dropped us.
Perdóname tú, Jesús.
Forgive me, Jesus.
Por haberte dejado caer.
For having dropped you.
En la cruz por mis pecados.
On the cross for my sins.
Ya no quiero visitarte.
I don't want to just visit you.
Sino habitar contigo.
Instead, I want to live with you.
Acepto participar en tu mesa.
I accept your offer to sit at your table.
Di, Jesús, acepto tu llamado.
Say this, Jesus, I accept your call.
Te recibo como mi Salvador y Señor.
I receive you as my Savior and my Lord.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Llueve tu presencia, Espíritu Santo, toca, sana.
Pour out your presence like rain, Holy Spirit. Touch us, heal us.
Consuela.
Comfort us.
Toca, transforma.
Touch us, transform us.
Quita adicciones.
Remove our addictions.
Toca.
Touch us.
Libera.
Free us.
Trae pasión por Jesús.
Bring passion for Jesus.
Trae tus frutos a IVE.
Bring your fruits to Evanston Vineyard.
Amén.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's give applause to the Lord.
Este es el momento en el cual vamos a pasar al momento de bautizar a los
candidatos de hoy. This is the time when we are going to
move on
to the baptisms.